Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, guys. We are doing a little beta test this week. Meg and I have been bouncing around an idea of releasing some short episodes either once a month or bi-weekly to cover either stories that just don't have enough facts or research to make up an hour-ish episode, or topics that are maybe a little more out of the typical wheelhouse for Grimly. So we thought we should just release an episode and hear from you guys and see what you think. So after you listen today, please be sure to send us a message over on Instagram at Grimly Podcast and let us know your thoughts. For example, would you like a shorter format episode every once in a while? Or what type of subject matter would you like to see us focus on for shorter stories? We really do want to create a podcast that has a lot of listenership feedback, because we are creating this for you guys and we want you to be a part of our little podcast show we are building. So really, any constructive feedback is welcome and appreciated. Thanks, and keep listening as Meg tells us about the apocalyptic devastation that happened 66 million years ago when the asteroid that hit the Earth wiped out the dinosaurs. Thanks.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome to Grimly.
Yeah, this is a side episode.
It is a side episode. I'm Meg, and normally Missy mostly does all of the work. I have a topic that I wanted to share. So
it was something that you came across on your vacation.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. I did come back from Mexico recently.
Yeah.
And my husband and I stayed in, so we went to Mexico before in the Yucatan Peninsula, which is where Cancun and all that area is.
Right. Close to the water.
Yes, sort of like the warmest, most beachy, kind of white sand part of Mexico.
Yeah.
This time, we spent 4 nights on the northwestern side of the peninsula in a town called Merida.
Okay, so kind of close to the States?
It's not close to the States, but Mexico's like this weird type of...
Oh, right, there's that weird little, like...
So it's like down to the
corner. Got it. Here. Okay.
But it's along the Gulf of Mexico. So like on the north side, so you've got like Cancun on the very bottom of the peninsula, and that's just like Atlantic Ocean.
Right. Spring breaks.
Yes. So the north side is kind of the southern border of the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed in Merida, which is like the biggest city in that area on the north side, for 4 nights. And then we drove across the peninsula to Playa del Carmen.
Okay.
So there is this area that's called Chuchulu, or Chuchulu, rather. And part of the tourism there is that there is this area called the Chuchulu Crater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of, there's all this dinosaur lore. So there's, it was from us about an hour and a half drive.
Okay. Because
quite a bit of driving.
Because this is a site that's like,
I will explain.
Okay.
But there is like some tourism around this particular area. So full disclosure, we did not go there. And now I'm sort of glad that I didn't, because it's freaky enough without having actually been there. But if we ever are on that side of the world again, and we'll go specifically to that little town of Chuchulu. So it sort of came up because we're, like I said, we spent 4 nights in Merida, and then we're driving back down towards Playa del Carmen, which is near Cancun, which is where we flew in and out of from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So this highway is just flat, and there's like jungles on either side of you.
Yeah.
And it's just like you on this flat road and, you know, a wall of trees on either side of you, and then these two little, like, weird, like, ladders that are on poles across the highway. Which we learned are for, like, monkeys and wildlife.
Oh, so it's like a wildlife bridge up here that we make.
Wildlife bridges, yes.
Okay.
Adorable. So that's sort of, like, setting the scene. So Dave and I have been to this part of Mexico before. We honeymooned down there in 2000 before.
Right, we...
waffle area.
If you don't remember the driving in the hole story.
Yeah, no, did we talk about it?
We did.
So this time I did all the driving. What I guess to set the stage here is like there's something kind of eerily flat about this area, and like in the back of your mind, you're like, it's strange. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's green. There's, you know, beaches and ocean and all that. But it, having been there twice in like two different parts, and like it's strange because like there's a bunch of like ruins there.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes those ruins are the tallest thing for miles and miles and miles.
That's okay.
Right. And they're not that, I mean, a couple stories, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of eerie in the sense that you're like, something in the back of your lucid brain was like, why is it? It's just interesting. It's interesting observation. So it wasn't, and we knew there was this dinosaur lore over in Tichu. And so like on our way back from Merida, I was like, why, we didn't get to go. Like, what did we miss?
Yeah.
So Dave pulls up the Wikipedia page and I'm basically going to read you a series of bullets from this Wikipedia that had me, no joke, I'm driving, screaming in the car, like horror in horror.
Right.
Like, this is fucking hugely terrifying.
Yeah.
Because you're like there in the place that it happened.
Yeah.
And then, like, now it's all coming together. I'm like, yeah, it's just people that know it's the first time it came. There's just sort of strange about it. So, okay.
It's funny because you've been talking about wanting to do this for a minute.
Yes.
Since you were in Mexico.
Yes.
You texted me, you're like, this is fucking insane and horrific and I hate it. And
yes.
You've like built this up in a way I'm like, what the fuck am I about to hear?
I hope that it's like, and I definitely want you to record while it's still moderately fresh because I hope that I've been, it's not just me, but I also want, I don't know about you guys or you specifically,
right.
Like we've seen, you know, the Armageddons and the
right.
deep, the sudden impact or deep impact and all these like
asteroid specific art movies.
Yeah, these like apocalyptic films. And so there's just like this ingrained fear of like what happens to humans in these kind of environments.
It's funny because like growing up, I remember I used to watch like dinosaur documentaries about the asteroid and like what happens. And like, but you know, it's probably for kids. And they probably don't really dive into the stuff, but
yes,
it definitely, it was like asteroids, quicksand.
Oh, quicksand.
In the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay.
Were things that I was terrified of as a child. And like, it's such a weird, stupid, irrational fear.
Well, I can say.
Maybe
asteroid
not.
Asteroid might not be completely irrational.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So the subject is the Chicxulub Crater.
Okay.
What is it? It is the impact crater buried underneath the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. The center of this crater is technically located offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, but it's named after this coastal community called Chicxulub Pueblo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Town.
Yeah.
The crater was formed just over 66 million years ago when a large, put it lightly, asteroid struck planet Earth. And you all may recall hearing about this in elementary school as the reason that the dinosaurs went extinct.
Yeah, it's like the main theory.
Yes.
Right, because we don't know.
We don't know, but I'm going to give you a whole list of reasons why they're probably accurate.
Okay.
And I want to say that I think it was glossed over in elementary school. I'm just going to say.
I mean, maybe it needed to be.
It just never circled back around. In my life, the time is there, miles
yeah.
from where it actually happened.
Okay.
In literal lore.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Let me tell you what it's, to me, one of the most terrifying true story horrors I've ever heard.
I mean, it wiped out the planet.
The planet.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know.
It's never hard knew. To fathom that.
I will be fathom it.
Okay. Okay.
It's horrifying.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So this crater is estimated to be 120 miles in diameter and 12 miles deep.
Damn. Okay.
It's interestingly the second largest confirmed impact structure is what they call these things.
Okay.
The second largest impact structure on Earth, and the larger one is in South Africa somewhere. I didn't have time.
Right, you didn't dive into it. That's fine.
And it was many, many eons older than this one that was 66 million years ago.
Interesting. I wonder if that was also like an extinction event because there's been
multiple extinctions.
There's been five.
How do you know this?
College.
Oh, treatment of environmental storms.
There's a theory that we're currently in the sixth extinction.
All right, well, let's not horrify everyone.
Sorry.
Bye.
You're probably right, though.
Yeah.
This crater was discovered by Antonio Carmagiao and Glenn Penfield in the 1970s, which were a couple of geophysicists. I know, only 1970s. These geophysicists were there looking for petroleum in the peninsula, so they were trying to get
Right. Sounds correct, unfortunately.
So they had some suspicions that it was a crater, but they couldn't really find verifiable evidence at the time.
Yeah, like how do you know you're in a crater that
big? I think that they were in boats and they were like kind of, I don't know, doing
maybe
some surveying.
You just kind of
interesting, there's a pattern to this kind of formation. And it's a circle.
Okay. I mean, because it's
a larger circle.
It's just so big.
I'm just saying, like, quite large.
Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to keep interjecting.
No, you're not. No, this is what you're for. Fantastic. In 1990, Alan R. Hildebrand obtained rock samples. And I'm really super dumbing this down because this is a mini episode and I could probably go to great detail.
But this is not a geology podcast.
Absolutely not. So they found some rock samples. Okay. Layman's terms. And these rock samples provided evidence as to this was in fact a crater and it was the impact location.
Okay. So did the rock samples, I don't know if you looked this up, did they like figure out it was something extraterrestrial or maybe something that shouldn't have been in that crater?
Yeah, there was
in that area.
Like something catastrophic happened here.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that came from different locations.
Okay. And there's probably like some extreme thermal evidence.
Yes. So we'll get into some of the specifics about that.
Okay.
Okay. So geological evidence dates the impact to what is called the Cretaceous Paleogene boundary, which is widely accepted to be the time when widespread devastation and climate disruption caused mass extinction events, resulting in the loss of 75% of plant and animal species on Earth, including all avian dinosaurs, which are then non-flying.
Right.
So if you didn't live in the ocean and you didn't fly,
you're
fucked.
Yeah. And if you had probably any sort of substantial mass, because it also wiped out vegetation.
Yes.
Therefore, there's no food.
Yes.
The food, the trophic food center
like
is
one
fucked.
Situation kicked off a number of things.
Yeah, because like, you know, all the dinosaurs that eat like grass or leaves or whatever.
Or the other
they'll die off and then the other dinosaurs eat those dinosaurs. It's a trophic waterfall for sure.
A trophic waterfall.
Yeah.
Is that a college term?
A
spiritual term?
Maybe. That came out of my brain from somewhere. I blame alcohol.
All right, so I've got a little list of kind of bullet point impact specifics.
Okay.
So specific evidence collected about this impact coming from global sources of geological research, including metals and rocks. Again, we're dumbing it down. Mm-hmm. From Haiti, Montana, Colombia, and from isotope perms in sturgeon and paddlefish bones found in a sedimentary unit or a dig site in North Dakota. So like multiple places.
Oh, so like everything that was in this site also been all over the world, essentially.
So like there's evidence that corroborates that this thing happened there, that can be found in all of those different locations.
Yeah.
At that time.
Like kind of in different areas.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
AKA this shit affected the entire planet and really the evidence is everywhere.
Right.
Okay. So the asteroid was a type C asteroid, which all I'm going to say is it's the most common, which is fucking scary.
Oh.
It was about 6.2 miles in diameter. Large enough that if it sat at sea level, it doesn't sound all that big, but if it sat at sea level, it would have reached taller heights than Mount Everest.
Well, so I think about the Grand Canyon's a mile deep. So it's six Grand Canyons wide.
It's okay. So yes. These are the things that really fucking trick me out.
Yeah. It's hard to like wrap your brain around how big something like that is. Truly.
Okay. The velocity estimated about 12 miles per second.
Damn, something that big going that fast.
So you wouldn't even, if you were here, we might not even see it coming.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, it's probably, and that's the thing I think is with the movies, it's always like, oh, it's coming. We have to like figure out a plan. Like,
well, now we have the technology to right. coming from space.
Maybe
12 miles a second.
Okay. Yeah.
The impact generated waves in excess of 620 miles per hour.
Holy shit.
And just for context, airplane travel is 550 to 675 miles per hour.
Okay. So pretty quick. I was about to ask.
I don't know if you've heard that story about some storm off of the Atlantic coast between like New York and Europe mm-hmm. recently, where airplanes were flying and ended up in a storm and they were pushed to speeds of 800 miles per hour, like in some kind of weird wind tunnel.
That's insane. I have not heard that story.
There's video of people on those flights because the turbulence yeah, was wild.
I bet.
And they survived because turbulence is not dangerous in terms of air right. travel, although it's just alarming.
Yeah.
But they basically reached their destination like an hour and a half faster than they Damn. Should
have.
That's trippy.
That's insane. Like, I don't know if it'd be worth getting there that much faster.
It's going as fast as it needs to go.
Like, I'm an hour and a half early, but I've also pooped my pants. So I don't know if this is a win.
Okay. All right. So the winds, as this thing is hitting Earth, 620 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, a lot.
Like, so that's the wind right. around.
Yes.
That's. So it's like coming one way, the wind around it is. Yes. Okay, got it.
Okay, the impact would have triggered global seismic events, aka earthquakes,
mm-hmm.
with an estimated magnitude of 9 to 11 on what we call the Richter scale now, globally.
Okay, what is the biggest earthquake?
I'm not sure, but I think 9 is really, really high.
9 is very high. Like, yeah, I think 9 is probably, like, it's like going to wipe down. Cities.
Yes.
I'm like, like 11 might wipe down a city.
But
for sure.
Like, for that to happen all over the world.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, this is the worst for me. This is okay. the part that I'd be screaming. Okay.
Perfect. I'm really looking forward to it.
The impact and the seismic activity that it caused spawned mega tsunamis.
Ooh.
Don't like that.
No.
Okay, over 330 feet tall waves, with one simulation suggesting that the immediate waves from the impact, mm-hmm. which were, again, where I was,
right,
reached nearly a mile high.
Which is the Grand Canyon.
It's unfathomable.
So when I say the Grand Canyon, I mean the Grand Canyon is like a mile deep.
Yes.
That is insane.
That you don't want to be anywhere near.
I mean, or you want to be like right in front of it, so you just... go.
Oh, it's fucking horrifying.
Worst case, best case, I don't know.
It's happening.
Like, you don't want to be
wiped out in the initial.
You don't want to be in the middle.
Well, there's more ways that you can die.
Okay, perfect.
So there's a lot more. Okay, so there's just also this sort of like, because it was such a big impact, there's like waves that happened above the sea.
Right.
Like at sea level.
Uh-huh.
But there was also an impact and like waves that happened on underneath the sea.
Oh, okay.
So these are called like seafloor waves.
Yeah.
And basically what they left is these like ripples in the seafloor, sand, silt.
Oh, okay. So like,
and those have reached what is now Louisiana, with the length, like those average wavelengths
uh-huh.
have created 200 feet
like
waves,
like ripples underwater. Like basically hills underwater.
Yes.
Okay.
All the way to Louisiana.
To Louisiana. Damn. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, the largest wave ripples are ever documented are that area created by this.
Right. And that they can still see, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay.
Material shifted by these earthquakes mm-hmm. and the waves reached to what is now Texas and Florida. So you were having, obviously these were mild high waves and like it was all over. I just think as American children,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't obvious enough to us that this extinction event that killed the dinosaurs, that's all we cared about.
You're in, right. Like,
fourth, fifth, sixth.
Right.
Years,
like the brontosauruses are growing.
Just like right over there.
Like, yeah. It, like, yeah. Yeah.
No, glossed over.
Seriously.
I never knew. Fascinated. This is when it's really nasty.
Okay.
Besides the mega tsunamis, that's sort of like the worst of it for me.
Yeah.
But this is how everything else died. You didn't immediately die from
the impact, the tsunami, the earthquakes,
fires. by wildfires. We'll talk about him.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's on fire as it's
right, and like the insane earthquakes that happened throughout the world.
Yes,
like that would be.
But there's no buildings, right? There's no humans, right? So it is just like, you know,
I mean, it causes like landslides, and like sinkholes.
Yes,
something else I was very, very scared of.
So what I had not also not known about was that this is a combination of like the location that it hit, and so you've got this giant rock from outer space that's born into our environment,
right?
Hot as fuck, vaporizing.
Oh,
matter.
Okay,
so a cloud of hot dust, ash, and steam would have spread from the crater with as much as 25 trillion metric tons of excavated material.
Mm-hmm.
Excavated material is like from the seafloor and below. Not bedrock. Some bedrock, yeah. I'm not saying it's like Earth's core, but some stuff.
That I mean, it probably impacted pretty deep.
Yes. So that was being ejected into the atmosphere by the blast. And some of it, which were like rocks on the seafloor, made of different chemicals and minerals. Some of this material actually escaped Earth's orbit.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
That's insane. Yeah.
And then dispersed into the solar system. So now it's a part of, you know, forever time.
Yeah.
Most of it, though, fell back into Earth and would have heated to incandescence at reentry, which is
like blue,
raining hot rocks and fire.
And I think of incandescent, I think of like something so hot it's glowing. Yeah, glowing or blue.
I don't think I specifically learned that blue was the color, but it might have been blue. It might have been red. It might have been orange.
Yeah, because when I think of like incandescent like material now, it's like that silvery, holographic. Am I making that up?
I don't know, but the point is it's hot.
It's very hot.
So like something is glowing hot.
Yeah, coming back.
Hot, fiery rocks.
Back onto like the world, essentially.
Yes, all over now. Okay, the fire rain heated Earth's surface and then ignited wildfires that burned up to 70% of our planet's forests.
Wow.
And now we're talking about mass extinction.
Right.
It didn't die immediately. Devastation to living creatures, even hundreds of miles away, would have been unfathomable. Modern day Mexico and the U.S. would have been just absolutely devastated.
Like a wasteland.
Yes, obliterated. Immediate burial under debris occurred suddenly over wide distances, resulting in simultaneous mass extinction of countless species. So that's sort of like all of our fossils that we find.
Right.
Dinosaur bones.
Because they're all, and that's like kind of how we figured out there was a mass extinction, is because all the fossils were from the like
same
time.
Yes.
Frame. Yeah. Because everything was wiped out. Okay. I don't know why I'm laughing.
So it's like
a nervous laugh.
Oh, it's happened before. There's a history. This is a precedent.
Yeah, so there's been a couple of these. Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So this is sort of interesting. So like, listen, like the Earth is 70% water, right? Or something. Is it more than that? I don't know. It's a lot of water.
I think it's 70% fresh water.
Okay. So, but it's a ton of fucking water.
No, that's an absolute lie.
Yeah,
I think 70% of salt water, and I think we have like 1% fresh water or something like that.
Water crisis. But any world.
Yeah.
That being said, this thing could have landed anywhere, but it landed very near land.
A landmass.
Yes. Okay. So due to the impact zone being in relatively kind of shallow water, because it was sort of near the coast, some of the rocks I was talking about were sulfur rich. And those were vaporized, injected into the atmosphere, and resulting in that dust that we talked about. And that had catastrophic ramifications to the climate. So there was like this greenhouse effect immediately.
Okay.
And then this dust clouded the earth for what they say is probably like a decade.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. It also, so this dust, as it cooled, they said there was a mention of acid rain.
Oof.
Earth is fucked at this point.
Yeah.
So that climate change would have caused large-scale temperature drops, and that also helped devastate the food chain, anything that was alive.
Right.
For over a decade, sunlight couldn't reach the Earth's surface.
Yeah. Did this cause an ice age?
I don't think ice age was specifically mentioned.
Okay.
This is just a Wikipedia page about this specific crater.
Okay.
Possible.
Like, yes. I feel like a cooling event probably happened if, like, the sun can't reach.
I've also heard Ice Age contributed to. But, yes, this could have been the thing that started it off.
Right.
Like, to change the whole climate.
Yeah.
And now we have an Ice Age.
Maybe.
Potentially.
I mean, it makes sense in what you're saying when, like, you know, you can't get sunlight for a decade. Like, mm-hmm. what is that going to equal? Like,
well, plants can't photosynthesize. Mm-hmm. Insects don't live. Plants don't live. Nope. Everything that eats plants.
Yeah, that trophic cascade, man.
And then that's the most of it. It was horrifying. But yeah. I feel like there's, like, a little kind of, like, I had a moment where I was like, damn, like, if this didn't happen, maybe our life, like, maybe a planet that wouldn't be the planet that we know now.
Oh, yeah,
like,
absolutely.
We might have never been here.
No, absolutely not. I agree.
So all this destruction created conditions that, like, over time, especially in this area, supported human settlement in a region where surface water is extremely scarce. So the landscape is littered with cenotes in that part of Mexico.
Okay.
Which are, like, natural pit source sinkholes.
It's
a lack of limestone bedrock.
That
exposes groundwater. So the ancient
sinkholes was also something I'm very scared of.
Like, sandy
just
ones.
Fucking imagine. Thing. Like, just you're just, like, walking around, mind your own business. Just like, fuck. When the ones where the cars disappear. I've talked about this before, but I like, every time I see a video, I can't help but just, like, sit there and watch it, even though it's horrific, which is probably why we have this podcast. But
so I'll watch them, natural disasters.
Yeah. Where you're just like, oh my God, that car is gone. Was someone in that car? Ugh. Sorry. Anyways.
I feel like they have the line, like, China.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Like, it depends on what's underneath. And
yeah, who knows?
Yeah, truly.
So in that area of Mexico, the ancient Yucatecan native people, or the Maya, used these cenotes as their source of water, and they formed their cities around them. They used them as their water sources, and then some of them were considered sacred places.
Okay.
Or portals to the afterlife.
Oh,
and
that's
home
fun.
To their rain god, Chalk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the cenotes are still there. You can go now. You can just go and take your fat ass in there and swim around in them.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting.
Like a big, yeah, tourists.
Thing.
Yeah, there's hundreds of them naturally.
Like,
and it's just like, after hearing that, I was like, oh, so, like, even if there was, you know, anything here before, if this landscape was different, and it's forever changed.
Yeah.
Because of this asteroid.
It's interesting because you talk about, like, the climate and stuff. You just realize, like, how delicate the balance is.
Oh, yes. Oh, Missy. So,
sorry.
You're going to stress me out. Because, like, it's delicate, and we are fucked.
Oh, we're we are fucked. It's probably not going to be, we're not going to be fucked in our lifetime, truly.
Ugh.
But it's, I mean, a big reason why I don't want to have kids in multi-generational, like, after me, because it just feels like we're leaving them with, like, a dumpster fire.
Well, the earth goes on.
Yeah, it will, and that's the thing. Like, yeah, the earth is like, try me, bitch.
Been there.
I've been there 5 times. Try me again. I dare you.
Thanks. Yeah, sorry, it's a titular crater. I hope none of the asteroid has a name. Somebody's finding it.
Fucking the Annihilator.
Truly.
That's what it should be called.
Just horrifying. The Mile High Way really sends me. Mega tsunamis, no thanks.
Mega tsunamis.
Swim, so.
Oh, that's right. It's for me.
It's double scary for me.
It.
Not that anyone could swim in that, but
yeah, but truly, like, the fact that you still that you don't know how to swim just still boggles. Like, you never have, like, a parent just throw you in the water and be like, fucking figure it out.
No, but I stressed swimming lessons, which I got sick.
Like,
stomach every time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you just didn't want to learn how to swim.
I'm scared.
I mean, I never took fucking swimming lessons.
Scared of the water.
Water is scary.
I don't like it.
I mean, open water is scary. Like a lake, whatever.
I don't like it in my ears, specifically.
Oh, okay. So it's like a sensory issue for you.
Bad earplugs. Although I have been snorkeling once. That was fun. But I was just...
Well,
very specific mood.
Back to the, like, that area of Mexico, there's all those really intense underwater caves.
Okay.
That people scuba dive in.
Oh, yeah. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those, no fucking thank you.
Yeah, I don't like it either. We've been to a number of small tanks, not any of the ones that you just
like into. The fact that you're diving under the earth and you're in water and there's just so many factors.
Oh, sure. It's twice as dangerous. It's like the cave structure.
Yeah.
One thing.
Right. And like you flip your flippers the wrong way. You like, you know, build sediment up in the water and then you can't fucking see. And then you run out of air and then you fucked.
Yeah.
So many cave stories like that. Ooh. Like underwater caves. Just it's a level of, I don't want to say stupidity, but I want to say stupidity that
just a level of risk.
A level of risk that doesn't, I don't feel the reward is worth.
Same.
So. Oh, yeah. But yeah, that was a good joke.
Thank you. Was it scary when we all looked
same? It's crazy. I feel like I probably studied this a little bit in college.
Sure.
Specifically because of like the extinctions that we studied for like my geology class. So I feel like I have like a vague idea of it.
Yes.
But it's still just, it's hard for me to like wrap my brain around the like weight of it.
Yes.
You know, I think for most people too.
Definitely.
Because, like, you hear about, like, Mount St. Helens.
Yes.
When that erupted. Like,
yes.
It was, like, just one volcano. And there was dust on the other side of the world.
I know.
And the devastation that caused.
True.
You know, and they talk about Rainier blowing eventually. Yeah. And, like, I don't think we could fathom the devastation that will cause up here. You know? Okay. I mean, we'd be fine.
Yeah, or like Bin One, we call it the Big One.
Yeah.
Cascadia,
or like if Yellowstone, the entire volcano under Yellowstone erupts.
Oh. That, I've heard about that too.
That we would be fine with that.
It's been a while since I terrified myself of that
information. Yeah, that was like a Nat Geo Discovery documentary I watched as a child. And I was like, what am I doing here?
Like, yeah, we're all just like, everything's fine.
Let's go to Yellowstone and like fucking touch a bison because we're stupid. Like, yeah, we need to get our shit rocked maybe every once in a while. Just a reminder of we are very delicate on this weird marble in the middle of fucking space. But yeah, good job.
Thanks.
All right, we're leaving. Bye.
Bye.
Hi guys. We are doing a little beta test this week. Meg and I have been bouncing around an idea of releasing some short episodes either once a month or bi-weekly to cover either stories that just don't have enough facts or research available to make up an entire episode.
Thank you so much for listening. For podcast updates and episode photos, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Grimly Podcast.
Also, be sure to rate and review our episodes, and we will see you next week for another episode.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.